Hello, it is February the 27th, 2020. And this is Pastor Brandon and our daily readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him. Today we're going to seek out the Lord in Psalm 31, 6 through 9, Exodus 5, 10, 6 through 12, and Matthew 19, 23 through 30. First, Psalm 31, 6 through 9. I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul, and you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. Exodus 5:10 to 6:12. So the taskmasters and the foremen of the people went out and said to the people, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go and get your straw yourselves wherever you can find it, but your work will not be reduced in the least." So the people were scattered throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. And taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Complete your work, your daily task each day, as when there was straw." And the foremen of the people of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not done all your task of making bricks today and yesterday, as in the past?" Then the foremen of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, "Why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You are idle. You are idle. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Go now and work. No straw will be given you, but you must still deliver the same number of bricks." The foremen of the people of Israel saw that they were in trouble when they said, "You shall by no means reduce your number of bricks, your daily task each day." They met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them as they came out from Pharaoh, and said to them, "The Lord look on you and judge, because you have made a stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all." But the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the people of Israel, 'I am the Lord,' and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery. So the Lord said to Moses, "Go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the people of Israel go out of his land." But Moses said to the Lord, "Behold, the people of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me? For I am of uncircumcised lips." Matthew 19:23-30. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." This is the word of our Lord and our readings from February 27th, 2020, from our reading plan, Seek Him. As we approach the second day of Lent, as we start off the second day of Lent, I want us to go back in Matthew. If you recall, yesterday we talked about the rich young man. We talked about the rich young man, and it cut off on verse 22. Here we see Matthew continuing Jesus' teaching. After the rich young man walks away in sorrow, this is where Jesus tells his disciples, "Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven." But we need to ask, why is this so difficult? This rich young ruler we read about in Matthew 19 seems like a pretty outstanding guy. He says he's kept all the commandments. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him in verse 21, "If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." What we need to understand here in this particular instance is there was this one thing the rich young ruler lacked, and that was a covetous nature to his possessions. He honored his possessions more than he honored God. He honored his stuff more than he honored God. And because of this, Jesus tells him, "Leave it behind. Let it go and follow me." You see, we may think we're coming first in some worldly sense, but if we're not truly following Jesus and after his kingdom, Jesus lets us know that we are last. He reminds us that everyone who has left houses or brothers, sisters, father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold. And he's not talking about in this life. He's talking about that treasure, that great inheritance in heaven. Because you will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. This is one of the hardest concepts for us to understand in American society and in American culture. We are indoctrinated from birth that we want to be successful. We want to seek wealth. We want to live out that American dream. Today's readings challenge us, the second day of Lent, to set aside the American dream for a kingdom of heaven dream. Set aside that American dream, physical worth here and now, for an inheritance that is eternal in the life to come. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. 'Cause
you will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all